presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that California currently pays for about 20% of your solar electric system, but that solar rebates are decreasing over time. More information at SolarWorksCA.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, leatherback sea turtles are unknowingly engaged in a pair of races. Mike Milne, the leatherback campaign coordinator for the West Marin-based Sea Turtle Restoration Project, says the first and more fanciful contest involves just a few of the ancient creatures.
The Great Turtle Race follows 11 satellite-tracked leatherback sea turtles that are racing towards the international dateline from two areas, their feeding grounds in California and their nesting beaches in Indonesia. They migrate 6,000 miles to feeding areas off the coast of Monterey and further north in Oregon to feed on our enormous amounts of jellyfish that we get in the fall months.
Each of the 11 turtles have been given names and biographies, which can be found at the online race site, greatturtlerace.com. Anyone interested is invited to log on, choose a favorite, and cheer them on. Milne says they're able to track and update the turtles' progress several times a day using tiny electronic transponders that have been attached to the animals.
When the turtle surfaces, it will send data up to satellites, which are then relayed down to computers in California. It's pretty amazing that we can gather data and track these sea turtles across, for us humans, what is one of the most inhospitable environments on Earth, the open ocean.
The international nature of the migration is being reinforced through a Mandarin version of the site, co-sponsored with the Chinese Academy of Sciences.
They expect it to reach 85 million people in China. That would make it one of the largest outreach efforts by American-based conservation organizations ever to occur.
But Milne emphasizes that the race is not the real reason the turtles are being tagged and tracked.
These turtles were tagged for science, so that we could learn more about where they're going, what they're doing, where they congregate, their behavioral patterns. The race is a way to share that scientific information with the public.
And that gets to the other bigger race the turtles are engaged in, the race against extinction.
Leatherback populations in the Western Pacific have declined by roughly 90% in the last 25 years. That is an incredibly steep decline, probably caused primarily by nesting beach habitat loss, egg predation, and longlining.
Longline fishing trawls mile-long filaments with hundreds of baited hooks through the ocean, catching turtles and other sea creatures, along with the tuna and swordfish they are meant to catch. Milne says this modern fishing technique threatens the future of a species with an especially long past.
The leatherback is the oldest turtle species on Earth. Their lineage goes back 100 million years. That means that they survived whatever killed off the dinosaurs. They're also the largest turtle. They can be up to 7 feet long. They can weigh up to 1,200 pounds. They're just amazing ancient creatures.
But now, Milne says, the ongoing longevity of the Pacific leatherbacks will be determined in a very short amount of time.
In the next 10 to 20 years, human actions will either push the Pacific leatherback to extinction or help the species recover. This 100-million-year-old species may have 10 more years to live.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.